As I mentioned earlier, today is a fifth Sunday, and we are going to be honoring Eastern Illinois University Campus House. And so I would like to invite Elise to come up and introduce herself and then the students that are with her. So give Eastern Illinois Campus House your full attention.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here. It is a blessing to be able to come and visit and see the faces and the community that is behind Campus House. Thank you, Pastor Mike, for inviting us. Especially, although you didn't know it was going to be a day celebrating you, but especially sharing your big day with us. So we appreciate it. And also congratulate you for obviously a long, good, deep time of ministering over the years. So you clearly have a community that loves you very much. So the other thing about Mike is that he took my question, which was going to be, how many of you are connected with EIU? But to take that one step further, of those of you who were connected or are connected with EIU in some fashion, how many of you, and I will make you stand because I'm a guest and that feels mean, and how many of you, by a raise of hands, were connected with the Christian Campus House at some point in your connection with EIU? So we got a good number. And currently, you all, I believe, know Erin Shunk. So she is involved with Campus House as well as being an RA, which keeps her very busy, as Matt back there knows. But we are grateful, again, for your support. And Campus House, as you may know, started way back in 1970. So well before me. But I attended Campus House as a student, and I was also an intern, and I've worked on staff there now. Last school year was my 10th year of working there. Lindsay and I and JP in the back were students at the same time together, so we became friends at that time. But Campus House has had a meaningful ministry role in my life. That's where I was baptized, and it's where I did a lot of growing in my faith as an adult, leaving my parents and making that step of faith on my own, and not just because I was told it's 8 o'clock, it's time to get ready for church. So, so this morning, I'm going to turn it over to these two guys to share their stories with Campus House. But I do want to acknowledge the verse that was up, and the how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And as I was reading the bulletin, I didn't know that would be the scripture for the service, but I was just thinking, like, how appropriate that is, how beautiful on the feet of the quad or on the feet of the residence hall are the feet of those who bring the gospel to their fellow students. And we really try to invest in students in a way that doesn't just create an insular bubble, but tries to encourage students to connect with friends on campus. It's the beauty of being on a secular campus is that there are challenges with that, but there is a harvest field and students who come to know Christ, never expecting to come to know Christ when they come to EIU, because that's not why they're going to EIU. And so so it is a blessing to be able to be on the campus for all of these years, and it you guys are helping make that possible. So, but I'm going to turn it over to these two guys. The first guy I'm going to introduce you to is Anthony Curry. He's a current student of ours. He is probably the last student who was at Campus House pre-COVID, all of COVID, and now is here with us. He just came in right at that window. So he's kind of seen this whole weird spectrum of time in ministry. But he's going to share with you first, and I'll turn it over to Anthony.
Hello. As she said, my name is Anthony. I grew up in Windsor, so I'm a semi-local to the area. But I took 2 years off before coming to college, so I was a little bit older than most college freshmen when I started in 2019. Without going into a whole bunch of details, I grew up as a Christian, already was a believer, but I was not at that time very deep in faith and was not very involved with anything other than just going to church on Sunday mornings. So when I started going to Christian Campus House, that was my only intent, was just going to go there Sunday mornings, kind of like check a box, like I'm going to church. But I started meeting with, with Seth, who will be the next person to speak, but started meeting with him one-on-one and doing a Bible study, and then started going to Wednesday night services, started going to as many different things as I could. COVID happened, so wasn't able to be as involved as I wanted to be, had to do online church, things like that. But as soon as it was back to where we could meet in person again, started going to everything, started helping with the student leadership, started helping plan events, lead events, started meeting with people one-on-one, where I was now the one leading a Bible study, became a life group leader, which is like our men's and women's individual like group Bible studies that we do every week. Started leading one of those. So Campus House has been instrumental for me to grow in my faith. It's also helped me a lot with being social again after COVID. Gave me a way to like get involved again with people and be able to make some like strong connections with like friends that I'm hopefully going to have forever. I mean, I'm still only 25 and still at the college, so I can't, you know, say it's been lasting connections, but I hope they will be. They seem like they will be. And it's also helped me kind of decide what I want to do with my life. To a degree, still kind of making that decision, but have, through Campus House, went to a missions conference, international conference on missions, and served with Pioneer Bible Translators this summer. Worked with them in Texas, doing some IT work for them, and so it's kind of through Campus House has started to kind of like push me towards a possible career in ministry as well, and I give the credit to Campus House and to the people I've met there and relationships I've met there to like let me know that that's where it seems like I'm being guided. So just want to thank you for letting me speak and share that this is how important Campus House has been to me. Amen.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Seth. I'm the intern at Christian Campus House. And so I grew up in Shelbyville, which is also not too far away. And I grew up in church. I like enjoyed going to church. But when I first came to Easter in 2018, that was the first weekend where I was completely on my own for the first time without my parents having to get me around. And I knew like I had a choice whether to get up and like find a church and make my faith my own, and find a new like community of believers that's not like the ones I have back home, or I could like sleep in on Sundays. So I chose the non like I think traditional college student route, and I didn't sleep in on Sundays. I did some research on like churches around the area, and the first church I found was Christian Campus House, which is lucky for me because ended up being the right place for me to go, where I could really step out of my comfort zone and grow in my faith. And as soon as I went in the doors, I felt welcomed and met a lot of people who challenged me in my faith, who like poured into me. And eventually, as I got comfortable there and stayed there for a while, invited me to be on like their leadership team and grow as a leader. And so I was able to pour into them like they poured into me. And I didn't go to Eastern intending to go into ministry. I went in as a middle school education major and did my practicum in Oakland with a pretty cool teacher. She's named Miss Swaggart. and which that was a cool connection because I didn't know like she was Park Christian Campus House when she was in college till I got there. And then I did my student teaching in Tuscola, which I ended up meeting someone who went to Christian Campus House there. And just so a lot of like neat connections as I was going through my education journey. And I found that as I was becoming more, doing more things in my education degree, like student teaching, like took a lot of my time. Like most of my time was basically a full-time job. I found that as I was doing student teaching, I was also like doing as much as I could at Christian Campus House to serve in any way I could. And it was around that time, a little before that actually, when one of the staff at Christian Campus House, his name was Chris, he was meeting with me and asked if I was interested in doing the internship. And ever since he like planted that in my mind, I start like thinking and praying about it more. A lot of nights were spent like going on walks with God. That was when I could think clearly and just spend like uninterrupted time with him, just praying about that. And I ended up meeting with my pastor one day and was talking to him about that. And I remember the words, like some advice he told me was how like go into ministry. It's not like a calculation of this plus this equals you should go into ministry. It is something that you have to feel like called to and like are willing to continue to wake up every day and to go to do this. And so like those words stuck in my heart, and also God led me to the book of like Isaiah, where Isaiah is in the throne room of God, and God doesn't ask Isaiah, he just says, who shall I send, who shall go before me? And Isaiah hears God's call, his commission, and says, like, send me, God, I'm willing, send me. And so that's what's on my heart, and and after lots of, like, prayer, and I decided, like, going into college ministry was something that I felt passionate about, that I took joy in while I was a student, being able to serve in this ministry. And I've seen, like, one, like, the blessings of just getting out of college and doing this internship is that I'm, like, old enough to see, like, with perspective my college years, maybe a little bit more maturity, but I'm also able to still, like, emphasize and relate to, like, where these students are at right now and to be, like, a helping hand for them, not just with their schoolwork and what they have going on in life, but with their faith and how to balance the workload of school and life with faith. And I really wanted to give the students what was given to me, which was a place where you can grow in your faith and you can ask questions, maybe express doubts, and just talk about that comfortably and to just feel welcome and to grow. And it's something that gives me a lot of joy and that I like loved seeing like students like really like not I haven't seen any students leave Campus House yet, but just be different people by the end of the year than they were coming in. So that's a little bit about what I'm doing.
We have a video that we brought with us a few more testimonies from students. So we'll go ahead and play that so you can watch a few more testimonies.
The moment that impacted me at Christian Campus House was a sermon about 2 years ago from Matthew, and it was a sermon where we had to go outside and grab a rock, and we had to write on that rock, I give you everything. It just kind of made me reevaluate what I thought was important in life. How important would it be if I asked that question, if I gave you everything to Christ? So it just made me be more willing to sacrifice things and or add more things to my life. It wasn't like a one-time thing where it's like, I give you everything and then I just, but I know that that was something I have to constantly examine in my life. It makes you think, is Christ magnified in every aspect of my life? And so that was just really impactful to me.
I started out in a life group. My leader was Jessica, and I was in the group for a while until I had to quit because of school and be too much and also work. And when I left, Jessica texted me and said, hey, would you like to get coffee sometime if you ever want to? And that's how we started meeting after that. I think one area that I've grown spiritually is just thinking a lot more about deeper questions. Like the last service we had on Wednesday, Chris was talking about how prayer, like thinking more deeply about your prayer and who we are and like who God is when we're praying. And that really got me thinking like, well, you know, how should I address God? And like, or who do I think God is really? And how I should be praying more effectively. And I just was like, wow, I could do so much better to do my prayer life. And I just felt really encouraged by that message and what he was talking about.
I actually grew up in Charleston, and I had gone with my family to a local church for a long time. And when I came to university, I was ready to kind of break off and try a ministry of my own. From the moment I walked in, I felt like it was home. I was in the right place. I decided to go on to the Kentucky mission trip. One moment that really stuck out on the Kentucky trip for me was the night that the church let us have a bonfire in their yard. And we had a devotional, and we talked about ways that each of us felt like we could improve in our walk with God and the strengths we already had, and that we could keep growing. And as we were sharing prayer requests with each other and opening ourselves up to the worries on our hearts, we really got more vulnerable with each other, and that helped me grow more than ever with the people and especially the boys here at CCH.
Before coming to college, I prayed that God would lead me down the right path and help me find Christian friends, and I feel like he truly did that. It was actually the first day that I came to EIU, like the day I moved in, the first people I met were people from CCH, and they actually told me about the Sunday service, and it was part of the reason I decided to come here. I remember those first few days before the service, I felt pretty homesick with it being the first time I'd really been away from home, but I feel like the minute I came here, I felt like those feelings just started to lessen. Wednesday night Bible studies and life group, I feel like has really helped as well. So like instead of just going on Sundays, I also had things throughout the week. And I feel like that just kind of made me realize how I'd been kind of lacking in my faith. And I just started to become more intentional. And as a result, I feel like baptism, something that I just decided I felt like I needed to do. I'm happy to say that I'm getting baptized this weekend at my home church, and I'm super excited. But yeah, I'm super thankful that God placed me here, and I just can't wait to see how else CCH is able to reach people and what he has planned for us.
When I first came, I really didn't like talking to people because I was not very social. It became a lot easier with how welcoming everyone here was, and it kind of just felt like a community, which I never really felt with people my own age before. My friendships that I've really made here have a lot of really great quality to them because they aren't just there for me when I need it, but they also help me grow in my faith. They're there if I'm having a rough day, and they're there to pray over me. They're there to give me verses if I need them. They're just always there for me and know exactly how to help me grow. If I hadn't come to CCH, I don't think I would be in the place where I am now. It has been a place where I've gotten to grow, and it is the reason I have some of the best friends I will ever have.
So I hope between these two guys and the group that you saw on the video that it gives you a good snapshot of the work that the Lord's doing in students' lives at EIU and at Campus House, and thank you for being a part of that. We thank you for your support. Thank you. And we will be here for a little bit afterwards as well if anyone has any questions or anything like that. But thank you again for having us and for supporting the ministry at EIU.